Hey guys, it's day 27 of the Diary of a Single Lady. I trust everybody's doing fine. I'm a little bit tired. No, I am very, very tired. I need like a full body massage. I think my body is spinning me. I don't even know. I went through a lot today. It was a very long day, but you know, I'll never disappoint you. Guys, today I'm here with Victoria, popularly known as Vicky Mama. You guys, Victoria did not want to come and talk before, because when I told her, she was like, oh, I'm not doing, and then she started speaking in tongues. And like, because you want to come and do podcast, I am speaking in tongues. Victoria, please introduce yourself to us.
Hello everybody. Okay, so my name is Ajewale Victoria Tebilola, aka Vicky Mama. I am a student of Lagos State University, 300 level English language. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, everybody's going to know you are from English since you're Siri. If I want to correct, pronounce my theory, Siri. Siri. So Vicky, now you know that this season it's all about the Diary of a Single Lady. So are you single?
Yes, I am.
Why did it take you so long to answer? Are you trying to think about it if you are single or not?
No, I'm single.
Okay, why? Okay, let me just put the question this way, so I'll not have to like be coming and going and coming back and forth.
Alright.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to be going like back and forth. So I just want to ask, you've initially been in a relationship before, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, then now you are single.
Yes.
So now the whole idea is, if you're going to be choosing between being single and being in a relationship, which will you choose and why? Just share experiences and all that.
Okay, which would I choose? All right, so for now, yeah, I'm going to choose being single. Why? Because I am still young, not like really young, but...
Are you telling me you were old when you were in a relationship?
Exactly. No, listen, I was not experienced. I did not have anybody to tell me. I had people to tell me. I was just stubborn. Yes. But right now, I know that, no, Vicky, you're not supposed to be in a relationship. You still have your studies to face. You still have your grades to build. You still have things to do outside school and all. Like, being in a relationship is just distraction for me right now. Yes, I'm praying... As a believer, yes, I pray for my future husband or future partner. Like, yes, yes. But if anybody comes right now, say no, because I am not ready at all. Yes?
Okay, so what does it take to be ready for a relationship?
I'm sorry, oh.
I can see some 200 levels in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
In fact, some are not even in the university yet, but and they have boyfriends and girlfriends.
Exactly. So. I feel like they are in the relationship for, like, just for fun. Like, just enjoying the moment, as it were, yeah? But for me, I want to be in a relationship with purpose. Because I don't want to have fun. Like, I don't want to do it for fun. I want to do it because, yes, I see something. I see a future ahead of me with this person. Like, God, I have received God's nod concerning this person and all of that. But just jumping into a relationship and giving myself mental stress now.
Wow, thank you so much. Okay, so one last one. Why did you end your relationship?
Okay, I ended my relationship because I entered it without understanding. Will you be my girlfriend? Okay, let's see how it works.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I was in a relationship where I really did not find satisfaction. I felt like the guy was doing too much for me. I don't know if he's... Till now, I don't know if it is genuine. Like, the love was genuine and all. But I felt like it was too much. Like, why is this one telling me? If I'm eating, like, oh, I love the way you eat. Guy, give me space. I know. I don't know. I don't know how to explain the kind of thing. I felt like I am.
It was too real to be true. It was too good to be real, or what?
I don't know how to place it. I feel like I was leading him on. Like, I really was not even ready for anything. Okay. I was just, okay, let's just enjoy the moment. Like I said, I don't want to do right now. Let's just see how it goes. Let us enjoy the moment. It's not a relationship, I know. You get it? I just ended it for our own good, like for his own good and for my own good. I'm not wasting his time and I'm not wasting my own time.
Okay, I think that's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah,
and I feel like you're lucky because you know you actually ended the relationship, not because the other partner has done something to hurt you,
mm-hmm.
but just because you have realized that this is not where you're meant to be, or mm-hmm. this is not where you want to be.
Exactly.
Because it now looks like all I'm here to do for my listeners is just to come and tell them, you guys, men are scum. But then it's actually amazing that there are some guys out there that you are very well born. You just had to end the relationship because you wanted the best,
yes.
for both of you.
Yes,
so is exactly. there like, are you, how is the single life going? Is there a situation whereby you felt like, well, you should have the boyfriend now, she can't, I have a boyfriend, you know? That kind of situation.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, is there maybe I just want to feel appreciated. Maybe I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe I'm alone and like, I would have just called someone now. Assuming I just had a boyfriend, I would have just called him and explained every. But I still have friends that listen to me.
Yeah, I know.
Friends that listen to me.
But you know,
so
there's a kind of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not talking about sexual related issues right
yeah.
now. But there's a kind of intimacy that you have with people that are with someone that is your partner.
True.
Like, there are some. Yeah, you can still discuss things like that with your
friends, but
there's a kind of way you feel, mm-hmm. like you feel more satisfied, like,
well, no,
okay, this is
no, like, okay, since no, I have not felt like I should, I don't feel like what I feel like I need to talk, and when I need to talk, I have my friends, like, I have friends to talk to, like my closest pals, like, okay, Vicky, this happened though, and oh, okay, I've mentioned that name. Okay, Vicky, this happened, okay, that means this is it, and all. So we just talk, but having wanting to be to feel like I need to be in a relationship, I don't think so.
You've never felt that way?
Nah.
Wow.
What I think about my future a lot. I think about my marriage a lot. And when I think about those things, I just really pray with God, please. Hey, my husband must be this. I see people relationship, I'm like, God, my husband, hey, my partner, can you come? You get.
He must be caring, must be down to earth.
All those things, yes. But right now, I'm not even under any pressure.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah,
amazing. So you're planning to be done with your PSC, your master's, your PhD, your...
Who told you I'm going
what?
To PhD? Well, I'm planning to wait until God nods at someone, like, okay,
that this is it.
This is
the
person.
Yeah.
This is the person. Yeah, like I said, I pray God and you guys like, lead him to me at the appointed time.
And then at the appointed time too, he should let you know that this is the appointed time. Somebody is coming.
Yeah, so if I don't do my master's and the appointed time comes, I'm good to go.
Straight.
Yeah, so
and
you have to wait
for God particularly.
Yes, and I'm waiting. You know, you don't even have to wait for God, like a voice.
Okay.
My daughter. This is the person for you.
Yes,
but you
yes.
just see the characteristics of the person you want. You just know that when this guy speaks, you know that you have the peace test. Like, we are at peace with this person.
Your conviction just tells you.
Like, you just know. You just know. When you pray, you know that you are at peace. God is just at peace with you. You're not thinking twice about that person.
Yeah.
You know, God doesn't even have to say, this is my church, this is the person
I want
for you
to marry.
Yes, you get. I just want, I will know.
True, because you see that I will know. I have a sister that is planning to get married and all that, and I was discussing these relationship issues with her, and I'm like, I was just commending her for like trying to like take that bold step to actually get into marriage with somebody else. And she's like, it's because I'm comfortable. I know that this is the right person. I'm like, how? You will just know it, and no matter how you look, dear listeners, this is for you. I don't know why I forgot her name, but I have a fan on Facebook. I'm a fan. I have somebody I follow a lot on Facebook. She's only starting by saying, dear young person, then she says what she wants to say. So, dear young person, no matter how you look, if you like, be crippled, if you like, be blind, if you like, as far as you're not dead, no matter how you look, there's always somebody that God has prepared for you. Like, there is somebody, there is still that person that will always love you and will want to be with you forever. Thank you so much for tuning in, Miss Victoria. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for honoring the call. I really do not take it for granted. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you learned some things from Vicky's whole speech and drama and statements and what public service announcements and letter
and broadcast.
Yeah, anyone you want to pick. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. I love you so much. Have a good night rest. Bye.